Age Gap Breeding, Books 17 through 20, 4-pack. Breeding Erotica, Hardcore Erotica Collection. Written by Kimmy Welsh. Narrated by Sierra Klein. Claimed in the Cabin in the Woods, Age Gap Breeding 17, Virgin Erotica, Breeding Erotica. Nature was something I enjoyed immensely, but it was something I never really felt entirely comfortable amongst. I respected it so much that spending the night in the woods seemed too great a leap for me, even in the shelter of a log cabin. Regardless, I wanted to experience it. My boss, Liam McGregor, was much more of an outdoorsman than me, and he had the experience of age on his side. He told me about the patch of land he'd bought and his intentions to build a cabin on it, and I'd kept a keen interest, checking in with him every week or so at work. He'd even invited me up there to take a look whilst he was building it. I'd never been more impressed. It was a sight to behold hearing the progress he was making. Not many people can say they built their own house. I mean, okay, he wasn't there every single day of the year, but still. He'd invited me up there that weekend to show me the place, just me and him. I'd accepted immediately. I think he knew how much I reveled in the outdoors, but that I lacked the confidence to tackle it alone. He'd be my older guide.
"Just you and me,"
he said, managing to not sound flirtatious.
"Sound fun?"
"Sounds terrifying," I joked.
"I know what I'm doing,"
he said. That weekend, we set off on the drive, packing fairly minimally. Most of the stuff we needed was on hand at the cabin, so we took only clothes and a few basic food supplies.
"There's a bit of walking involved when we park up,"
Liam said, as we neared the end of the long drive out there. "I don't mind," I shrugged. "Did it last time?"
"Not with a bag on your back, though,"
he said cautiously. "I'm confident." He smiled and gripped the wheel tighter, steeling his eyes on the horizon. He loved it out there, more than anyone. He worked damn hard every day. I knew that much. But he often said that time alone is good for the soul, and there's no better place to spend it than out here. His cabin was a fairly small affair. He'd only had a couple of people to help him build it at different intervals in the process, working weekends. The smaller he kept the place, the easier it was for him all around. As such, he wound up with a cabin about 4 meters square, with a mezzanine floor above that he used to sleep on. The whole thing was snug and easy to heat up with his wood burner, and he always had a supply of chopped wood on hand. He'd even rigged an outdoor shower system, and being close to the river, he was never short of fresh water. He had it all. The trek to the cabin took around an hour. Solitude comes with a price. We fought through the path that was overgrown since his last visit, but Liam kept in high spirits.
"There she is,"
he said finally, pointing through the trees. Ahead, I could hear the gentle flow of the water from the nearby river, and through the foliage, I could make out the light brown of his cabin walls.
"Let's get inside,"
he said, breaking through the tree line and heading for the door. The land was flatter and more open at the bank of the river. Across the other side, it spread out more, backdropped by mountains that were snow-capped in the winter. It was coming into autumn, so while the days were warm, the nights were less so. He popped the padlock on the door and pushed into the cabin, taking his bag off and placing it inside.
"Here,"
he said, asking for mine. I took it off my back with a grunt and felt the relief as the weight left me. I stretched my arms out and looked off into the distance, feeling an immediate tingle of excitement. All that could be heard were the birds and the river. No cars, no people, no pollution. Just bliss.
"Take a look,"
Liam said, offering me inside. I walked cautiously to the door. I was expecting to have to put on a face and act amazed by the interior, but it truly blew me away when I saw it. "Jeez," I cried. "It's straight out of a magazine." Liam beamed proudly. The place was decked in smooth wood, and the scent of it filled the room. It was way brighter than I imagined, too. From seeing the outside when he
Sample complete. Ready to continue?